Back on Downtown Friday afternoon, time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey. Black Bear Reports brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We're joined on the phone by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for checking in with me on an off day. Appreciate you talking a little Black Bear hockey today.
Well, I appreciate you making some time for us. And we were chatting during the break there. What a fine time we had last night with the annual Van Wagner holiday party. That was a swinging soiree down at the Sea Dog last night.
Sure was. Great to see all of the folks that support the Black Bears athletics department, and the folks that a lot of the folks that work in the athletics department too were there. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, that was a good time. Had a blast last night. Got to see a lot of people and chat away. So good stuff. Ben Barr, main hockey coach, was there, and he's certainly feeling pretty good right now about things. And we had talked a few weeks ago about a best-case scenario, and there they are, the Black Bears, with 10 wins at their break.
Yeah, 10 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, 14 games in. So it's a 34-game schedule. They've got 20 games left. And, you know, if you kind of look at 20 wins being a nice plateau to hit, they're halfway there with 20 games to go. So a great first half for the Black Bears. And four wins in a row before the break. And the most recent win last Saturday in Portland against Bentley, a game they led 2-0 and a game they led 1-0 for quite a while. Bentley scored 2 goals in the third, and you kind of thought, this has shifted to the Falcons' way. And the Black Bears once again showing that they never give up, and they play a full 60 minutes and were able to win that game on Saturday. An example of a good team winning a game that maybe a team with lesser talent might not normally win.
So, John, what's been the story of this team through the first 14 games?
Well, I think the story is the Nadeau brothers. It's got to be Josh and Brad Nadeau. They lead the team in points. They came in highly touted. Bradley came in as a draft pick. But Josh is just as talented as Brad. They're both so skilled. They both have 10 goals. And Josh actually leads the team with 22 points. Brad is slacking. He only has 21. Josh has the extra assist. But they both have hat tricks on the season. Josh has 6 power play goals. Brad has 1 power play goal and 1 shorthanded goal. But the Nadeaus have been the story of this first half, no doubt about it. And, you know, there are other players that have contributed to their success. Of course, you have to give a lot of credit to Lyndon Breen, who's third in the team in points. He's got 17 points at this point, as he was last year's point leader for Maine. And he's at the top line center with the Nadeaus on his wing. So he's obviously been a huge part of their success. But by far, they're the number one story this first part of the season.
And, of course, Victor Osman, solid as a rock in net.
He is. He's a very good goalie. And when you know the fact that he came back this year, he didn't have to. Was a great win for Maine, and he gets another year of experience between the pipes at a high level of competitive hockey. And Victor has played well, and now we also know he has a little bit of competition behind him with Alvin Boya playing well, so that's going to hopefully push both those goalies. But Victor winning a Goalie of the Week award last week for Hockey East, and he's been strong in that for Maine this year. It's been fun to watch him play and see how he's improved on his rebound control and his poise in the net. So I expect big things out of him the last 20 games.
Well, Hockey East looks awfully tough and awfully deep this year. From what you've seen so far, at least, and this is just at this point in the season, not asking you to predict who will win the thing, but who's the best team you've seen in Hockey East?
It's Boston University by far. They swept Maine at BU. The Black Bears do not have them on the schedule again, but you know, you could definitely see them running into the Terriers at the TD Garden in the Hockey East tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if those two teams meet again. But BU is a very, very good hockey team. They're in first place right now in the league standings. Of course, Boston College has 1 game in hand on Maine. They're ahead of Maine in the standings, but Maine played well against BC, but they're a talented team. Providence is looking good. The surprise team for me, although a lot of people are surprised by Maine, what I was hoping Maine was going to have a good first half. This is obviously better than we expected. But New Hampshire's
right.
In fifth place right now. The Wildcats right now 8-4-1. They've got 8 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie, and 4-4 wins in Hockey East play. They're in fifth place right now. They've been a nice surprise, and Maine goes to New Hampshire for 2 games later in the year, and those are ones that I know are almost sold out at UNH, and ones that a lot of fans have highlighted on their calendar. That should be a fun series.
We're talking with John Shields here on Downtown Black Bears. Get a couple more weeks off. Well, 2 weeks from tonight, they're back at it, playing down in the Dartmouth tournament.
Yeah, down in the Big Green tournament down there. That is a tournament that happens every year. They'll play RIT in the opening day, Friday afternoon. And RIT is a ranked team, so that will be a fun matchup for Maine and a good test for the Black Bears to play another ranked team. And then the other two teams, of course, Dartmouth, it's their tournament, and Lake Superior. So the winners play on Friday, the winners play on Saturday, and the losers play. So it's to be determined on the Saturday games. If you lose, you play in the first game. If you win, you play for the championship of the tournament. So it's always fun to play in these tournaments and possibly win a mid-season tournament. It could be one of those things that brings the team even closer together.
Well, John, we appreciate you making time on your day off to talk a little hockey with us. Hope you enjoy a nice, relaxing weekend, and we'll catch up with you again. Probably will be in the new year because we're off in 2 weeks. We'll be on vacation on the 29th, so we'll see you in 2024.
Sounds good, Rich. Thanks so much for having me on throughout the year, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You too, Rich. Have a good one.
Thank you, John. John Shields, the voice of the Black Bears, with us here on Downtown.